right, we do have a winner for our Suns tickets. You can tell who the popular players were. The same four names kept coming up over and over and over again. I don't know how many people at any one given time are on a basketball roster. But you had Eric Bledsoe, Tyson Chandler, Brandon Knight, and Markieff Morris were, of all the answers we got, those four names were consistent. So congratulations. We have ASU Suns tickets. ASU Sun Devil tickets.
Suns Devils. Suns Devils.
And this is for a game also this week coming up on February 12th. And I was actually going to make it really
Friday
hard
night.
Asking about maybe a Hall of Famer from ASU, but Mike Reisch has another one. What Olympian this week joined the ASU basketball curtain of
doom?
Not
distraction.
Distraction.
Curtain of destruction.
I was going to say destruction. What Olympian was it the ASU curtain of distraction this week?
The Sun Devils are known for their curtain of distraction underneath the backboard. Is that legal?
Oh, yeah. See, what happened was they did a study of what the opposing team's shooting percentage was at the free throw line, and ASU found out a couple of years ago they were one of the worst in the country. So the student section took it upon themselves to do something to start to get those numbers better. So they put up a big curtain, and all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of kids would get behind it, and then they'd jump out and, you know, a unicorn hat and all this silly stuff, and they dropped the percentage of the other team's free throw percentages by quite a bit. So it worked.
And so Michael Phelps was a part of that last week. I do think I saw that in the paper.
Was that the answer?
It already came in, didn't it?
Can you go to the game Friday night, Rosie?
Oh, you know what?
See, that's the Cepacol
cocktail.
Yes, chloroseptic, Cepacol, Dayquil. Oh my!
We'll have to run a technicality. We may be giving these tickets away again the next break. But let's get to our callers at 1-888-767.
In high school, you were like 5'4" and 118.
Maybe by senior year.
Yeah, I was about the same. I reported to first year of college at about 109 pounds. And so we never played basketball. We don't know basketball very well. So Mike Reisch is our resident basketball expert at 6'4", Jackrabbit, South Dakota Jackrabbit basketball player. And we're here this morning. Stan Zimbrunnen has come in and joined us, our general manager of Rosie on the House Remodeling, because we weren't sure I'd be able to talk through this hour. So Stan's joined us to help us answer your questions. We have open lines if you'd like to call in with any project you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Let's jump to Nancy, who's been on hold the longest. Good morning, Miss Nancy.
Hi, Rosie. First of all, I've been listening to you since I moved here 13 years ago, every Saturday.
Where did you move in from, Nancy?
Northern California.
Aha, welcome.
San Francisco, yeah. And I've used a lot of your contractors, too, and they've always been so good.
We try really, really hard.
Anyway, so now I let my husband retire, and he's up at the golf tournament right now, so that's
yeah.
why I call you.
Yeah.
And he and the little handyman that we have decided that we needed to replace all the can lights in our house, and
wow.
we had a lot of them. So
wow.
they bought LED lights, which was great,
okay?
And they installed them all, and they had to do new sheetrock around them because they're smaller.
Oh, this is quite a project.
Oh, it was. It's been, you know, they've been working on it for, you know, over a week now, and everything's great in all the rooms except the kitchen. It's just not bright enough in the kitchen. So now they think they have to install more lights, because they say the LED lights come in different sizes, so okay. then they'd have to redo the wall, the sheet. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Help me.
Okay. So the question is, now that we've converted to LEDs, you feel like you need more fixtures than you had with the incandescents.
Right, because it's not bright enough, especially in my kitchen area.
Hmm.
Yeah. The living room seems okay. Maybe I can handle a little more darkness in the living room and the bedroom, but the kitchen is definitely not bright enough. Definitely not bright.
Well, so. I tell you what, Nancy, I wouldn't do anything until I got over to Statewide Lighting. What are the major cross streets of your home?
We're McQueen and Warner.
Okay. Well, your husband's up in North Scottsdale.
Pack a lunch.
Now.
Yeah, that's true.
Statewide lighting is up at 92nd and Via Linda. And Alan or Robin, who owns Statewide Lighting, I wouldn't do anything about adding more fixtures until you got your handyman and your husband into Statewide Lighting to talk about the different LED bulbs that are available, okay? Because that can make a big difference as far as whether your area lighting or your spot lighting, how far the light bulb is recessed up into the can, how far down towards the surface it is, and you've got what we call glare bombs. Get in for a free education at Statewide Lighting. They're Rosie certified. They'll help talk you through it.
Great. Okay, good. Thank you.
Where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.